By building Mayflower Mountain Resort within the Military Installation Development Authority, Manhattan-based developer Extel will not pay 75% of taxes to Wasatch County entities for at least 25 years. That percentage of Mayflower Mountain's taxes will be used instead to improve the infrastructure of the MIDA-controlled area, about 5,000 acres within the county. Now the company and the state-created development agency are asking for an additional 15 years of not paying 75% of their taxes to Wasatch County entities. Utah State Senator Jerry Stevenson of Davis County has been a part of MIDA since its inception in 2008. His bill, SB 192, addresses public services infrastructure between MIDA and the service districts and transportation districts in Wasatch County. Stevenson explained adding the 15-year extension would put MIDA in line with other state development authorities, such as the Inland Port and the Point of the Mountain Development Authority. Both entities have 40-year tax increment measures available to developers within their areas.
If we look at the land use process that we've gone through, everything we've done in conjunction with the local land authorities, and in most cases follow their lead. I think what we're doing with Wasatch County, we've been a couple of years getting to where we are. This bill just kind of clarifies some of the things that we'd like to do, but Wasatch County is very well aware of what we're doing here.
Stevenson explained that directing tax allocations back to MIDA is no different than when other large corporations are lured to different cities and states with incentives.
Sometimes you get an economic development projects that are much larger than one entity can take care of. And that was the reason for the creation of MIDA. That's why we're the conduit for taking care of the property west of Hill and why this is working the way it is. But the taxpayer wins on these things because we're able to attract these type of investments. There's no way this would have ever come together without a vehicle like MIDA.
At the Wednesday Wasatch County Council meeting, MIDA and Extel came to the county to ask for their symbolic approval of the decision. Council Chair Danny Good asked MIDA Representative Heather Cruz why they were asking for the 15-year extension.
The infrastructure is going to be much larger than what was originally proposed, so that the financing is going to be a bigger number, a bigger ask.
So can we get just an estimate on percentage? Do we think, is it going to be 25% larger, the infrastructure, than what we anticipated 2 years ago?
We're probably 67% larger.
That's Senior Vice President of Development at Extel, Kurt Krieg, who answered. Although Wasatch County Council did voluntarily enter into the original MIDA agreement, Council now does not have a say in whether the tax reallocation runs for the previously agreed upon 25 years or the 40 years the authority is proposing. Cruz clarified that the 15-year extension would only apply to the Extel properties on the west side of US 40. The other side, made up of mostly other developments, have not requested the same extension, but could opt into the 15-year extension if they show the same need of infrastructure growth. Krieg said he thinks it's important the county recognize the relationship with MIDA moving forward.
They openly came to this council to say, we would like your support even though we don't need it. So I think that was the action of why they were looking to secure it, was to move forward in lockstep. As we share with many of you, which we can't fully disclose yet, the caliber of the resort and the world-class nature we're providing is much different than what was originally anticipated back in the Blue Ledge days in 2012 and 14. So that's why we come and ask to make this county better and really place it in the world realm on the map.
Council indicated they would again look at the item at their March 18th meeting. Although the council was told several times at the meeting they have no choice in what happens, the actual bill that would allow MIDA to give Extel the 15-year extension is currently in the state legislature. SB 192 has passed through the Senate and will next appear in the House Business and Labor Committee, where Heber Representative Tim Quinn and Park City Representative Brian King both serve as committee members. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.